Okay, today we're going to look at four Docker features that you may not have known about. Well, maybe you did, but maybe you didn't, because there are some that are new. All of that in less than 2 minutes. Let's go. Okay, the first Docker feature that you may not have known about, and this is one of the newest, so it's possible that you don't know about it. It's called Docker Scout. What Docker Scout does is try to help you find vulnerabilities in your Docker container images. It does this through a command line called, as its name suggests, Docker Scout. And you have several options. I'm going to show you a couple that I think are good. Docker Scout Quick View and space the image name. Here, as you can see, it shows you the number of critical vulnerabilities. 3C, 28H, that would be 28 high, 14M medium. And notice that it also shows you the layers, let's say, if this image comes from Alpine, at that time when the image was built it had three critical issues. Yes, so, this way you know where things are coming from. You can also see the CBS. The CBS is like the vulnerability report that each of those vulnerabilities has. Well, there you have it with the Docker Scout CBS command, space the name of the image, and notice that it returns all the images. In this case it shows me all of them, right? And if I can click on any of them it will take me to the list in Docker Hub. And there I can click here and it shows me the vulnerability and explains everything perfectly. So, it's good to put it, let's say, in the CCD. You can also do it through a script or something so that every time you load a new image you can scan it and make sure it doesn't have vulnerabilities. Another important thing about Docker Scout is that you can enable it in Docker Registry. If you go to your repository UI on Docker Hub, you can enable it, and I think it's enabled by default if you have a private account, and it automatically checks for you when you upload a new version. In the free version, I think you can have just one repository that it checks for you, but later, if you pay or get the pro version, it checks for you in all the repositories. That's cool. This is the next Docker feature that you may not have known about, and this isn't really something new, but it is something that I, at least, have never used. I knew it existed, I never investigated what the scope of this feature was, but the truth is that it's better than I thought. Flaxsmith.sh is a platform that speeds up your builds in GitHub Actions up to 2 times, and it also costs up to 50% less. But how? Run your workflows on high-performance CPUs with gaming quality instead of GitHub's older hardware. With Blacksmith you get up to double the speed, over 50% savings, and unlimited concurrency. Plus, you benefit from MVM caching and built-in analytics to optimize your pipelines. Thanks to this caching, you can speed up your Docker builds by up to 40x. That's amazing! The best part is that you only need to change one line of code to start testing it. Blacksmith is trusted by over 600 organizations and they offer 3,000 free minutes every month with no credit card required. Try it now on Blacksmith. And thank you, Blacksmith, for sponsoring this video. Here I have a simple example which is a Python application that all it does is show a path that is, hello Docker with healthcheck 200 and we have a path that is, health which returns, okay, and shows you the code 200 simple, super easy. And then we have a Docker file that I'm going to show you here, which only brings you the Python image, installs cool, and then does an install Flask and runs the simple application. And then, if we go to Docker Compost, let's see that what we're doing here is doing a build, right, of the directory we're in, and we do a health check that says, test, and here is the script that's going to run. Something very important about this line, this script runs inside the container, that is, we have to keep in mind that we have to have cool installed in this case for this health check to work. Intervals of 5 seconds, that is, it's going to do it every 5 seconds, the timeout is 1 second and retrace is 3. I'm going to show you what I'm doing below, but one of the things I wanted to show you that I also found interesting is that when I was putting this example together it didn't work, it threw me an error, it didn't work. They always told me healthy.
Because I didn't send this, but...
Until I was able to discover what the problem was, and I did it by doing a Docker inspect on the container ID. Yes, I'm going to leave this line in the description in case you want to copy it. And notice that in this case it was showing me that cool was not installed, cool not found. It was quite difficult for me to find what the problem was until I was able to see the solution by reading the Docker log. It would be the Docker service event that showed what the problem was. So it's very important to keep in mind that this command is run inside the container. Even if you run it when it's already working fine, notice that it shows you the output, right, of that command. Notice that here is the total. This is the typical output of our cur, so it's also good to keep in mind to debug if you have any problems. One more thing regarding this output. There are several things to keep in mind. First, this is not like Dockernets, that is, I can't make the container automatically restart when the health check fails. That's very important because if you come from the world of Dockernets, you might realize, oh, well, the health check fails, I restart the container and that's it. No, that's not the case, so keep that in mind. You can do some hacks. For example, you can have a container that checks if the status is correct, if it's healthy, and if not, make it call Docker and restart the container. That's one of the hacks I've been looking at. But one thing that's good is the dependency issue. By default, if you put a service that depends on another, all it's going to do is wait for that service to be running, nothing more. It doesn't wait for it to be healthy. Unless, and this is something more or less new, you can set a condition. This wasn't there before. And here you can tell it, for example, that obviously the condition in this case is that the service is healthy, that is, that it will only start this container, the second one I'm running, when the previous one is healthy. Let's try something. I'm going to modify this Docker compost again and I'm going to set the test to health, which will obviously fail. And we're going to do an appmd again. That container is going to be recreated, which is obviously going to break the health check, right? Health check won't happen again. And notice that it's waiting there and let's see if the worker goes down. Let's see. Notice that it tells me dependency file to start health check web unhealthy. If I do a Docker ps, notice that this one is down. Yes, it says unhealthy, but this one started anyway. Let's see if what I'm saying is true or if I'm talking nonsense. Perfect. So, I just learned this. If your container, which is the parent, let's say, the one that depends on the other, fails, the child doesn't crash, nor does the one that depends on it. But if you take both down and start them, it doesn't start. Notice that the health check there is a healthy. Obviously, the container is running the same, it's working perfectly, but it doesn't pass the health check. This doesn't mean that it's going to restart, it doesn't mean anything. It simply means that its dependencies, as long as you have that condition that says, service and healthy, service healthy, it won't start. But if it crashes and stops working, that dependency won't be paid, right? Let's go again. So, let's change health again here. Let's start and let's see if the worker starts now. Notice that now the worker started and there's a Docker PS, they're both running. Let's try something. Notice that now I do an inspect and it's running perfectly as healthy. So, okay, that was the second date. Let's see one more. Docker Compose Watch, which has nothing to do with a watch. By the way, you saw my watch video. I'm going to put it here. This is a, what do you call it? It's a Chinese watch. It's good. Docker Compose Watch. Okay, here I have another example. I have a Docker file, a simple application. It's also another Python application that runs Flask and the application doesn't do anything. It just says hello. It says hello world in the bar. Yes. And then we have a Docker compost that listens on port 6000 in this case. By the way, AirDrop, which is this Mac feature that allows you to copy files between Macs or between your phone and the Mac, listens on port 5000 by default. What's up? And that breaks Flask and breaks a lot of things that people use on port 5000. Why did you put port 5000? All wrong, Steve. Well, look how simple it is. We simply declare our service, we put the build of where we are going to do it. Then we have this function which is develop and we pass it a path that we want it to monitor and we have the action that we are going to run. It can be rebuild, sync or sync plus rebuild. Why do we have this sync? What does sync do? Well, what sync does is avoid using a volume. If for some reason we do not want to use a volume and we do not want to share a directory on our host with our container, we can use sync. What it will do is copy files to the directory inside the container. Why would we want to do that and why would we do it? With sync, for example, we can ignore, I don't know, node modules, for example, in the case of a container with node. So, that way the directory will never be inside the container and it should not bother, let's say. And then we have rebuild, which as its name suggests, obviously what it will do is rebuild the container once we change a file in it. This can sometimes work and sometimes it can't. When, for example, does it not work? Well, actually in the example I'm showing you now, why doesn't it work? Because Flask, which is a Python framework, automatically restarts the application or reloads the application when it detects a change in the file. So, in this case, it wouldn't be necessary, but in the case of Node, for example, or perhaps with Python and perhaps using a requirements.txt, if you want, for example, to modify the requirement.txt or the package, JSON that defines the version of the packages with your dependencies, then you do have to do a rebuild to compile everything again. So, in that case it would be ideal, but I'm going to show it here with this file anyway. And one thing to keep in mind and quite important is that when you start the service you don't have to use app, you have to use watch. I'm telling you because I just finished stranding for about 10 minutes or so. Why didn't it send? And it was because I was starting it with up when you have to use watch. Look how good the pronunciation is. Let's do Docker compost watch. What that's going to do first is build the image again. I already had it quiet. Quiet. Impressive. I mean, it's like it's not talking much. It's quiet. Very bad. And it's already in watch. That is, it's waiting for it to be modified. If I now, for example, modify the file, I type hello, I save it and we go to the terminal. Notice that it detected that it was changed and it reboots it. Yes. And it starts the service again. That easy. Well, and finally one more and we're probably staying within these 2 minutes. Of course, we've never done it before. It's very simple. Docker run minus red only and we pass it a container. Okay, in this case I'm creating a shelf. As its name suggests, it will allow us to run containers in read-only mode. In other words, I can't modify any files inside the container. If I want to do touch temp, hello, Ronly file system. It's that easy, super easy. Everything except in 2 minutes, of course, we've never gone overboard. That was all for today. I hope you learned something new. Subscribe for more videos. Like it if you liked it. Like it if you're making a video like this and you have to figure out why Docker Watch isn't working for you. And it was because you're not using Docker Watch. You're using Docker Clock, which is a new version that shows you, instead of looking at the changes, it looks at them with a clock. It's like this. Let's see how long it takes you. Less than 2 minutes. Okay, you can go through. No, I'll restart the container. So, you took too long, I'll restart the container for you. It's a new feature, it's in beta, the new beta of Docker version 39 or 40. I think they're testing that version of Docker Clock. It restarts you when you take too long. We'll see it in the next video. See you later.